Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Select passengers can now hail a self-driving car in the seaport. That's where local startup Newtonomy is now testing their fleet of autonomous vehicles in partnership with the ride-hailing company Lyft. And just on Tuesday, the company said they're launching a new technology center in Boston as well, along with the global autonomous vehicle company Aptiv. President of Newtonomy, Carl Yanyema, says the new center will focus on developing the vehicle's brain and perception capabilities.
Really what this dictates is expertise in machine learning, expertise in data mining, expertise in some very specialized robotic technology. These are really the component parts from a technical perspective of a self-driving car.
Well, joining us now to bring us up to date on all the developments surrounding autonomous vehicles is Bostonomics reporter Zeninjor Enwemeka. Hi there, Zeninjor.
Hey, Meghna.
Okay, so let's first of all start off with Newtonomy's autonomous vehicle pilot program that they had in the seaport, right? Were those cars on the streets with passengers?
Yes, they were. So Newtonomy did a two-week trial last month where they had a select group of volunteers. These were sort of friends and family of the company, but they basically rode in self-driving cars. And these trips looped around the Seaport District. So they started at the company's office on Dry Dock Avenue, then went along Summer Street and Congress Street.
Dying to get in one myself. But what were passengers' reactions?
So according to Newtonomy, passengers generally felt safe in the autonomous vehicles. Some even thought the cars were a little bit too cautious.
That sounds very Boston.
But, you know, Newtonomy says that this type of feedback is really critical in understanding how autonomous vehicles could potentially be used in the future.
Okay, and there was a ride-hailing portion to this test as well.
Yeah, that's right. So Newtonomy has partnered with Lyft for the next phase of this passenger pilot program. So that is underway right now. So there is a select group of people who can use the Lyft app to hail a Newtonomy self-driving car in the Seaport District.
Still waiting for Lyft to make me one of those select folks.
Me too. You and me both.
So will these also be... So they're still pre-selected people.
Yes, they are.
I guess that's going to answer my next question, which is, could I go find one next week? No. So let's move on. Can you tell us more about the technology center that Newtonomy wants to open?
Yeah. So this week, Newtonomy and its new parent company, Aptiv, which is a global autonomous vehicle company, announced that they're going to open a facility in the Seaport District to develop technology for self-driving cars. So here's Carl Yanyema, the president of Newtonomy.
It'll be an office with a heavy focus on technology development. So there'll be lab environments in the office. It'll be mostly stocked with engineers and scientists. And so that's the place where we'll be developing the core technology and software that's going to go into the next generation vehicle.
And Carl says that a commercial product could be available for average riders in the next 1 to 2 years. And the company is actually already much further along in Singapore right now, and they plan to launch a commercial service there next year.
Wow. Okay. So, but closer to home, I understand that Boston isn't the only place where pilot programs are going on. There's going to be another one.
Yes, that's
coming
right.
Up? Okay.
Yes. So, Optimus Ride, which is another Boston-based ride-hailing company, they are planning to roll out their own autonomous vehicle pilot program with passengers. So this is going to take place about 12 miles south of the city in South Weymouth at a new mixed-use development called Union Point. So what's different here is Optimus Ride is partnering with this real estate developer, L-Star Ventures. So residents of Union Point can use an app to hail a ride within that community as well as to connect to the commuter rail station there.
Okay, great. And you have some tape from someone from L-Star?
Yeah. So Matthew Berry of L-Star Ventures says that Union Point is really sort of a lab for them to test this technology.
We can learn and test and have opportunities to, you know, change and evolve. And then as soon as we really understand and with our partners understand, like Optimus Ride, how best to implement a program, we'd be happy to share that with other communities. And so we do think it is a rare opportunity.
Some more evidence on how self-driving vehicles are going to change how we live. I think
we're seeing
those pilot programs. Bostonomics reporters Zeninjor Enwemeka, thank you as always.
Happy to do it.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.